Now let's practice calling in service gratitude. This is a simple way to bring your work, service, gifts, frustrations, and hopes before God. Step one, name your current work and service. Do not think only about a paid job. Include home, family, church, school, caregiving, friendship, volunteering, prayer, leadership, and ordinary responsibilities. You might write, I work at a store. I care for my mother. I raise children. I am looking for work. I serve at church. I study. I encourage others. I keep showing up. Step two, notice where resentment has entered. Ask honestly, where do I feel unseen, used, compared, tired, discouraged, or bitter? Gratitude does not deny resentment. It brings resentment into the light before it hardens. Step three, name one grace in your work or service. Maybe God has given you strength, skill, patience, provision, a person to love, a lesson to learn, or a chance to bless someone. Step four, ask what needs wisdom. Some students need renewed thankfulness, some need rest, some need a better attitude, some need a boundary, some need to ask for help, some need to stop comparing, some need courage to pursue a new opportunity. Step five, take one faithful step. That step may be thanking someone, finishing a task, updating a resume, praying before work, resting without guilt, asking for training, setting a boundary, or serving one person with love. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let's not be weary in doing good, for we will reap in due season if we don't give up." The Bible encourages faithful service, and Ministry Sciences observes that purpose grows when people connect daily action with meaning, relationships, values, and hope. What helps? Ask each morning, Lord, who can I serve faithfully today? What harms? Thinking your calling only counts when it is impressive. Calling and service gratitude helps you see ordinary faithfulness as part of life before God. One task, one person, one prayer. One act of service, one faithful step, God sees it, and in the Lord it is not in vain.